I have some audio to share with you from this past week. First up is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell reacting to the RNC's censuring of Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Here's that audio.
Is it appropriate for the Republican National Committee to censor two sitting members of Congress and also use the words legitimate political discourse in talking about January 6th?
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was. With regard to the suggestion that the RNC should be in the business of picking and choosing Republicans who ought to be supported, traditionally, the view of the National Party Committees is that we support all members of our party, regardless of their positions on some issues.
Do you have confidence in her, Ron McDaniel, as chairwoman of the committee?
I do, but the issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Of course, what McConnell said angered the Trump, who issued a rather lengthy statement attacking McConnell, once again pushing the big lie, which next to nobody read, and an decreasing number of people actually do care about. That was something McConnell knew would come, certainly as a result of what he said, which in itself says something. McConnell maybe just has finally reached the point where he's turning to Trump and saying, "You think you could take me out? Bring it." Then there was this comment by Nikki Haley about Mike Pence recently saying that Trump was wrong in saying that Pence could have overturned the 2020 presidential election. Here's that audio.
Well, you know, I think, look, Mike Pence is a good man. He's an honest man. I think he did what he thought was right on that day. But I will always say I'm not a fan of Republicans going against Republicans, because the only ones that win when that happens are the Democrats and the media. And we have to keep our eyes on 2022. We've got to get the majority back in the House. We've got to get it in the Senate. We've got a lot of governor's races to win. So, you know, I mean, look, I think at the end of the day, I don't want to see federalized elections. I want them to continue to be managed by the states. We have seen fraud in elections time and time again. And when that happens, it is up to the governors and the state legislature to make sure that we hold them to account. That's through voter ID. That's through making sure that elections are decided on Election Day. That's making sure we verify signatures.
But we you're not talking about it a lot. You think that election was legitimate. You're just talking about concerns big over the long term.
Yeah, when you have issues with elections, you go and you fix them that way. You know, look, do I think Joe Biden is the legitimate president? Yes, he's a bad one at that. But the idea is this is up to the states to fix when it happens. This is up to the courts to fix. But I think that, you know, Mike Pence was saying what he thought he needed to say. He's a good man. He's an honest man. And, you know, I hope that at the end of the day, President Trump and Mike Pence can come together and remember that we've got a lot of Republicans that need our help in 2022.
This was cheered by many who said that, this finally shows that Nikki Haley is off the Trump train and looking at reality. Is she? Did you catch the part where she said that Pence did what he thought was right in not overturning the election results? She didn't say that Pence did the right thing or that he adhered to the Constitution. By the way, this is the same Nikki Haley who Trump once said of her, "Every time she criticizes me, 15 minutes later she uncriticizes me." So don't read into something that may not be there. That's like the recent poll by NBC News, which showed that 36% of Republicans say that they're Trump first, while 56% said they're GOP first. It sounds promising, unless the GOP that 56% is first with is the same GOP that, via the RNC, called what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, quote, legitimate political discourse. Speaking of that, Jim, why does the GOP keep going back to a loss for them? Too many Republicans, I guess, in an effort to curry favor with the Trump, keep going back to give that day a hug while handing to the Democrats everything they need for campaign ads to run against those very same Republicans. As a matter of fact, let me assemble one of those ads for you right now. See if you can visualize this. Start with the video of Trump at the rally that he recently had in Texas, where he talked about his words overturning the 2020 election results. Then you switch to video from January 6th at the Capitol. Be sure to include scenes of Capitol police officers being tased and beaten. And segue to a montage of Republicans being asked if Trump was wrong and failing to simply answer yes or no with that question. Be sure to include the video from this past week of Representative Kevin McCarthy running down the hallway trying to get away from a reporter who wanted to ask him about January 6th. And during all that, had the caption on the bottom of the screen, legitimate political discourse. As I said, the GOP wants to go back to January 6th in the 2020 election. Now they want to finally launch their long-promised committee investigation into what happened on January 6th. Their focus? Blame the Capitol Police. In other words, blame the victim.